All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in a shocker today, the Minnesota Timberwolves have agreed to trade swingman Jimmy Butler to the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, in exchange for Butler, the Timberwolves will receive forwards Robert Covington and Dario Saric, along with shooting guard Jared Bayless and a 2022 second round pick. Now, Butler has been very unhappy with the Timberwolves for quite some time now. We saw him sit out most of Minnesota's training camp, and he became basically a cancer in the locker room, calling out teammates, complaining about every single situation. And it boiled down to the fact that, you know, he sat back and saw Karl Anthony Towns get a max contract. He saw Andrew Wiggins get a max contract. And the Timberwolves did not offer him a max contract. And I said it before and I'll say it again. The Timberwolves had to get rid of him because he was an unhappy camper. And more than likely, the Timberwolves were not going to get the deal that they were seeking. And this is due to the fact that head coach and president of basketball operations, Tom Thibodeau, was not on the same page as owner Glenn Taylor. Let's not forget, the Houston Rockets offered 4 first-round picks to Minnesota for Butler. And the Timberwolves shot that down. The Miami Heat offered a deal which included Josh Richardson, and Minnesota couldn't work things out. You look at it, and this is a situation for the Timberwolves. They're not going to get the players back to match up to the quality of Jimmy Butler. Then on top of that, you look at what Minnesota gave up just prior to the 2017 NBA draft to acquire Butler from the Chicago Bulls. This was a first-round pick, which led to Lauri Markkanen. You know, they also parted with Zach LaVine in that package as well. And right now, if you're Minnesota, you're just hopeful that Covington and Saric and Bayless can come in and be complementary players around a guy like Karl Anthony Towns, which I think they can. But on the flip side for the Sixers, you win this trade because now you get that guy who can take over. When things aren't working out for Joel Embiid, now you have that guy who can take over at the offensive end in Jimmy Butler. And on top of that, Jimmy Butler is one of the better perimeter defenders in the NBA. And that's important. Why? Because if you're the Sixers and you want to take that next step in the Eastern Conference, you look at the wing players that the Boston Celtics have, which includes Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You look at the Toronto Raptors with Kawhi Leonard. You look at the Milwaukee Bucks with the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jimmy Butler has the ability to defend these guys. Now, you look at Philly. They got to the second round last year. And coming in, it was like, well, they can get to the second round again, but can they take that next step? This gives them the opportunity to take that next step. And for Philly, I think you need to get accustomed to seeing Jimmy Butler because I don't see him going to the Sixers and not staying there long term. Why? Because when he becomes a free agent this summer, Philly can give him more money than any other team. So if you're the Sixers, you have your core now with Big Ben Simmons at point guard, Joel Embiid, and of course Mr. Butler in the middle, or in the middle of it, or on the wing rather. But you look at it and you look at this Atlantic division right now, and arguably it's the best in basketball right now. You have the Celtics, you have the Sixers, and you have the Raptors. So you could potentially see these teams finish first, second, and third in the Eastern Conference for the playoff seeding. So, you know, that just makes it tougher for the other teams. That's one less team that you're going to have to worry about in the Western Conference right now. Well, thinking about it, not really, because I think with Jimmy Butler not being there, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves can actually, you know, breathe a sigh of relief, because you need everybody to be on the same page. And it was quite clear that Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves weren't on the same page. Unhappy campers bring down the morale of a team. So now if you're Minnesota, you've struggled out of the gate, you got to try to get back on track and get into the mix in the playoff picture in the Western Conference. So I think the Timberwolves are still alive and well, but they've got to come together. And they got to play for each other, and everybody has to be on the same page, and I think they have that opportunity for this right now. On paper, it looks like Philly won this trade. The Timberwolves have the rest of the season to try to prove people wrong on this fact, but you're looking at Philly right now, and they are definitely going to be a force for quite some time in the Eastern Conference. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books at any time at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.